Welcome to Your Five for the Day. We're often reminded that we don't know what lies around the corner. It's a negative perception of how quickly circumstances can change, because occasionally it seems that there are some things we can't be prepared for. Here are a couple of stories to illustrate the point. A young man applied for a job as a farmhand. When the farmer asked for his qualifications, he said, "I can sleep when the wind blows." This puzzled the farmer, but he liked the young man and gave him the job. A few days later, the farmer and his wife were woken up in the night by a violent storm. They quickly began to check things out to see if all was secure. They found that the shutters of the farmhouse had been securely fastened. A good supply of logs had been set next to the fireplace. The young man slept soundly. The farmer and his wife then inspected their property. They found that the farm tools had been placed in the storage shed, safe from the wind and the rain. The tractor had been moved into the garage. The barn was properly locked. Even the animals were calm. All was well. The farmer then understood the meaning of the young man's words, "I can sleep when the wind blows." Because the farmhand did his work loyally and faithfully when the skies were clear, he was prepared for the storm when it broke. So when the wind blew, he was not afraid. He could sleep in peace. In April 1979, the tugboat Cahaba was headed down the Tombigbee River in Alabama, USA. The river was flowing fast as the tug approached Rooster Bridge and released the coal barges in the customary manner to go under the bridge. The engines were put into reverse to get away, but as the boat moved, an unreleased cable pulled the boat sideways and into the bridge. The strong current forced the boat under the water. To the astonishment of onlookers, it passed under the bridge and popped up upright with the engine still going and the pilot still at the wheel on the other side. Why did it come back to the surface in an upright position? Investigators discovered two main reasons. Firstly, the ship had been refueled 14 miles upstream and had nearly a full tank. Also, Warrior and Gulf Navigation Company had put 3 to 4 feet of cement at the bottom of the hull. What an interesting parallel to life. It's a vivid reminder that life can sometimes go horribly wrong. But if we have the right ballast, faith in Christ, and fuel to keep going, then he, the pilot of our life, will get us through our crises and we'll emerge upright on the other side of our challenge. He will not abandon us. Trust in him at all times. God is a refuge for us. "I am with you. That is all you need," he says. The Lord shows his love and care in times of trouble, not just when everything goes well. Jesus, Saviour, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee. Jesus, Saviour, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou hast hushed the ocean wild. Boisterous waves obey thy will when thou sayest to them, "Be still." Wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Saviour, pilot me.